Okay, Don. Yeah, allergies are bad this time of year, I guess. I'm hiding out inside air conditioning, so I don't haven't noticed it too badly yet. I found a place that'll repair the push-to-talk switch on my Anytone, but it will cost as much as to buy a used one off of eBay. So I'm debating whether this is the way to go. But I hate to throw away 99% good electronics, so I think I'll send it in to be fixed. So with that, we've been through the list once. Let me go back to WSAU. Matt, you want to try again?
Better with high power.
Better, Matt. Much better, Matt.
I was trying at low power because it's HD eats through battery than high power, but I guess that's not making it through the rain or clouds or whatever's out there. I haven't quite looked at recently. It looks very dark. I don't know if it's actually raining or not. Anyhow, yeah, that sounds like what the HF propagation is like. Sometimes it's, you know, there's everything out there and sometimes there's nothing. You know, sometimes even some field days, the HF propagation has been so bad that, you know, there's almost no one out there, which is not really the case because there's a lot of people out there, but you're not hearing them. And there's a lot of people who are close on field day. Let's see. So the thing I'm doing tonight is making peach pie. It's a recipe from Erica's Dutch Kitchen that involves mastering the peaches to remove a bunch of the liquid from them and boiling that liquid down and boiling down that liquid and mashing some peaches up and making some stuff to kind of thicken it up and not make it so it doesn't end up soupy like a lot of peach pies end up. So that's what I'm doing tonight. But my main question here is how you connect some EchoLink nodes over RF on this repeater. According to the EchoLink instructions, you should be able to just do it by sending ETMF tones and for the node number, and that does not seem to cause that to happen. Does anyone know how do we connect the EchoLink through this repeater? Maybe there's a second layer you have to tunnel through, and you need to append the protocol for that layer on to the end of it or something like that. Anyhow, so we hit you back then. Thanks for running that.